major worry, obviously, is the recurring incidents of violence, particularly at Powerfield Stadium. We just want to warn the hooligans that we are ready.
So now, what is the fine for getting engaged in such hooliganism?
Well, we've been fining clubs, but now we're looking at other options like deduction of points, exclusion from some competitions, playing in an empty stadium and barring the use of a particular stadium.
Hey, Mr. Ndebele, we see that there are some people who actually go into soccer stadia carrying bricks, carrying, you know, a lot of missiles. So how best can that be controlled?
Well, from our analysis, it's gone to alarming levels, which we feel we need to nip it in the bud. But the most important thing is for the clubs to show leadership. From our analysis, it means then that there is no leadership in terms of communicating with the fans. I think what we need to then do is to try and inculcate values of fair play, and hopefully we'll then get those few hooligans to understand that football is about peace and enjoyment. But at the end of the day, it is the club leadership. We expect the club leadership, not only for one particular club, but for all the clubs, to acknowledge that they've got a problem. Because if they don't acknowledge that there's a problem, we would be wasting time. They must acknowledge that there's a problem first, and then they can be assisted.
Now, if you look at some of the measures that you're going to take, what exactly are you going to do there?
Well, deduction of points is whether they've won the game or not, but if there is hooliganism, you deduct 3 points. Even if the club has got 0 points, it means they will start from minus three. And exclusion from competition is not a problem. We just bar the club for participating in a competition. And playing in an empty stadium is not something that is new. It's actually clearly spelled out in the FIFA disciplinary code.